WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Your friendly neighborhood guide to hacking your happiness. Yours truly, Leo Weston, here to pump you up and level up your mental game. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball and your inner voice goes full-on critic? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that the power to change that narrative rests right within you? That's what we're diving into today. Harnessing the magic of positive self-talk to become your own mental health superhero. Ever heard the saying, "You are what you think"? It might sound cheesy, but there's serious truth behind those words. Our thoughts shape our reality. If you're constantly battling a chorus of negativity, it's no wonder you feel drained and stuck. But flip that script. Replace those inner critics with supportive, encouraging voices. Bam! You've just unlocked a whole new level of mental well-being. Think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle. Just like you wouldn't expect to bench press a ton without consistent training, your mind needs practice to cultivate positive thinking. It's a skill you can learn and master. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this awesome journey. Number 1. Be aware of your inner chatter. Before you can change your self-talk, you need to become aware of what's actually going on in there. Start paying attention to those thoughts. The good, the bad, and the downright ugly. Notice when negative thoughts pop up. Are they specific situations or more general feelings? Identifying these patterns is the first step towards taking control. Number 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't just accept those negative voices at face value. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or past experiences that don't necessarily reflect reality. By questioning them, you can start to see things in a more balanced light. Number 3. Reframe negative thoughts. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to reframe those thoughts into something more positive or constructive. For example, instead of thinking, "I'm such a failure," try, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this experience." Number 4. Practice positive affirmations. Think of affirmations like little mental pep talks. They're powerful statements that you repeat to yourself to build self-belief and confidence. Try things like, "I am capable," "I am worthy," or "I am strong." The more you say them, the more you start to believe them. Number 5. Be patient with yourself. Changing your thought patterns takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you slip up. It's all part of the process. Just keep practicing. Keep being kind to yourself and celebrate those small victories along the way. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and instantly feel judged? We've all been there. Maybe you're nervous about a presentation, or you're trying to make a new friend. That inner voice can be brutal, whispering doubts and insecurities in our ears. But what if instead of shrinking back, you could turn that energy around and own the room with confidence? Picture this. You're giving a speech. Your heart is racing, but those butterflies have transformed into soaring eagles. You know your material inside out, your voice resonates with conviction, and you're captivating the entire audience. It all starts with that shift in self-talk. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, you focus on your strengths, your passion for the topic, and your ability to connect with people. By practicing positive self-talk, you're essentially rewiring your brain to see yourself as capable, worthy, and deserving of success. You're not just talking to your outer world, you're transforming your inner landscape. So remember, folks, positive self-talk isn't about becoming a Pollyanna or ignoring challenges. It's about choosing a more empowering perspective, building resilience, and creating the mental space for growth and happiness. Start today by noticing those negative thoughts, challenging their validity, and reframing them with positivity. Remember, you are the author of your own story. Choose to write a narrative filled with self-love, belief, and endless possibilities. Take action right now. What's one negative thought you can reframe into something positive? Share it in the comments below, or tag us on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol. Let's create a supportive community where we lift each other up with words of encouragement and empower ourselves to live our best lives. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of Dopamine Reset Protocol goodness. Keep shining, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.